Come to me. Come to me. I invoke the atramentous feline of secret and sacred spaces. Heed my call and appear. Wait, you're not my usual familiar. He's this adorable little cow-spotted Neko boy. Was he busy or something? I made a mistake in the sigil drawing. What do you mean? Ah, I see. This extra line isn't supposed to be there. Is it really that easy to butt dial the wrong demon? Jeez. No, I'm not frightened. I just purposely summoned a demon. How ridiculous would it be for me to be scared of anything that appears before me after doing that? Absolutely. Not gonna happen. But since you're here instead of him, and you're quite a bit bigger than he is, are you capable of helping out with a few menial tasks? I need to go grab some more firewood and get everything set up here at camp before nightfall. I'm not sure what sort of demon you are, or what your typical pay grade is. The tasks aren't really anything big. I can just get everything done quicker with a second set of helping hands. Paws. Hooves. Whatever. And it honestly makes getting the work done less lonely, especially out here in the middle of nowhere. I love the solitude, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you just want someone to toast marshmallows with, you know? No. I'm obviously not concerned about consorting with demons. So, name your price, and let's get on with it, would ya? Pleasure is your currency, huh? You must be an incubus, then. Explains why you're somehow a combination of every spicy stray thought I've ever had. But wait, you specifically said pleasure, not sex. Does that mean that we don't have to... I see. You've got something else in mind. Should I be worried? You're not going to harm me. In any way.
Not without my consent.
Yeah, that's reassuring. Fine. Let's just get this over with so we can finish setting up camp before the sun sets. I want a fire going so we can have marshmallows. Hey, I thought you said we didn't need to. It'll be more comfortable for me if I'm lying down. Ugh, fine. Now you're making me nervous. Why are you grabbing my foot? Your hands feel really nice and hot, but I've been in those boots all day, so my feet might be kinda... I'm super ticklish! Don't do that! I almost just kicked you in the jaw! Holy crap, why? This is the payment you want. Isn't that a little... You know what? Whatever. You want to restrain me to keep both of us safe. All right. You did promise no harm would come to me, and I know demons aren't about breaking oaths. Such a fucking backwards thing. And you're gonna tie me up with what exactly? Put my wrists together and rest my hands on my stomach. Okay, and... Whoa. I can feel something wrapped around my wrists and my waist, my thighs, and even my calves and ankles. They feel so heavy, like I couldn't lift them even if I tried. And I totally can't. And yes, I'm gonna wince every time I see you reach for my foot.
Just close my eyes then.
Yeah, like that'll help. And now I can't open them. Why am I not surprised? You're moving your hands up my legs. I can just feel the tips of your claws against the back of my knees. Ooh. Oh my, that's... Somehow the combination of the tickles and the laughter is making me feel... You've got a really firm grip on that ankle again. Does that mean we're going back to the feet? The pads of your fingertips against the arch of my foot feel so... so sensual and invigorating. At the same time. Move again, but I don't really want to. Not for a few minutes anyway. Lay here with me for a minute, and then we'll go get things finished. That wasn't what I expected, but... I actually enjoyed it. What? You've never had marshmallows roasted over a campfire. Get out. You are in for a treat.